Insomnia Radio New York, number one.
How you doing?
Coming at you from the city that never sleeps, bringing you the best music from the five boroughs and beyond, this is Insomnia Radio New York. And now, your resident guide to all things awesome, Ren Tyler.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone I would rather have pop my proverbial podcasting cherry than those boys right there. Brooklyn's very own Spotted Dicks. The Giraffes? Oh, man. That's just, this is one of those songs, if you, you know what I mean. It's, And the name of that song is Million Dollar Man, off of their self-titled release on Razor and Tie Records that came out last year. And actually, if you dig around, you can find another version of that song on one of their earlier releases. Because it's the album they put out on Razor and Tie, they revisited some of the older tunes, some great tunes. And if you like that kind of, what I like to call, swift kick to the testicles sort of rock, definitely check that album out. It's seriously rocks. I mean, it's there's no other way to put it. I mean, it's so virile and so potent. Guys will get pregnant, you know, just listening to it, and there you have it. But, oh yeah, the whole record's great. It's, one of my favorites all around, and as far as I'm concerned, the Giraffes are one of the best bands in New York or otherwise, and amazing live. I mean, they're just so much fun to watch. Aaron Lazar, you hear him, you know, belting it on that track, and I'll tell you, even when he's sick, or drunk, or both, he can still keep going. I mean, he's got pipes in that man. He can really let it out, you know? It's great. It just goes to show that, you know, even something that's much harder, you know, that vocal styling can still be melodic, you know, and very charismatic frontman as well. And what about Damien Paris? I mean, that's just sick. Sick guitar playing, you know, and it's so effortless when he does it. It's just crazy, you know, even when Aaron's choking him with, you know, the microphone cord, you know, Damien's just like rocking on. It's, I play bass. I enjoy bass. I like bass. I like the groove. I like the rhythm. I like whatever it is that, you know, makes me shake my rump. And when I was younger, I was a tomboy, and in many respects, I still am. And I patently refused to learn how to play what I deemed was the token rock chick instrument, which was bass. And I tried on, you know, several occasions to very unsuccessfully learn guitar. I'm just not really equipped for it. I have small hands to go with the rest of me, which is rather small. And I just tried to reach some kind of, you know, understanding, and just, you know, we just can't reconcile our differences, Cords and I. So overall, I mean, I don't really care, you know. It's like, whatever, guitar, give me bass. Except when I hear Damien play, then it just makes me want to go, oh, I wish I could do that, you know. Or, you know, or if I hear Hendrix play, just go like, wow, 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 wow. Except, you know, sound way cooler than that. And of course, and they're rounded out by a great rhythm section. So, provided by Andrew on drums and Mr. Rosenthal on bass. So, that's the Giraffes. And those of you who are not in the New York area, well, I have some wonderful news for you. You see, the Giraffes are currently on tour with the Eagles of Death Metal. Yeah. On the 31st, they are playing in St. Louis. On the 1st, you can catch them in Chicago. Then the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, they are in Milwaukee, Minneapolis, and Kansas City, respectively. The 6th finds them in Denver, the 7th in Salt Lake City, the 10th in Vancouver, British Columbia. The 12th brings them up to Seattle, Washington. Down to Seattle, I mean, if they're coming from Vancouver. I know my geography. And then the 14th finds them in San Francisco. And then they wrap up on the 15th in Los Angeles. And you can find all the details to these tour dates at their websites, which is their website, singular, www.thegiraffes.com. And you can also find information how to purchase, all that oomph, for your iPod or whatever. So good. So good. Oh, anyway, yeah, and I'm rambling like an idiot, but wow. So yeah. So we are moving on. I'm gonna do a little change of pace with a band called Shimmer Planet.
There's a cool web of silence winds a sea. Words melt us down and we spin again. The less we speak, the less we cry. You and I. There's a hot bed of anger just ahead. We are fighting to be led from the fire to the clouds where the cool, cool silence winds us in.
Absolutely lovely. Can you tell that Carolyn Euphrasio has a background in gospel singing? I think it's pretty evident. And that's not studio tricks right there. I've had the pleasure to hear her sing at the Shimmer Planet record release. And she has it. That's pure... That's pure power, and grace and love for what she does. And Soren as well, Soren Anders, the other half of Shimmer Planet. I have to say that when I saw them perform, I realized something, I noticed something that I really can't readily recall when I have seen it before or how recently I have, but it's joy. Pure, unbridled joy in what they're doing, and that is such a beautiful thing. And definitely carries on into the song, which is entitled Cool Web, which is off of their most recent album, which is entitled For the One Who Kills Tomorrow. I had an opportunity to ask Soren about the inspiration for that song, and he said that as a composer, it was the result of studying Mexican folk music, and the way the harmony progresses and the rules followed for those harmonies are all rooted in that spectacular tradition, but with a Shimmer Planet spin. And he went on to say that the first line of the song, There's a Cool Web of Silence Winds Us In, comes from a poem entitled The Cool Web by New York writer Robin Morgan, whom he feels is one of America's best writers, and who coincidentally is also a founder of contemporary U.S. feminism. So, and as an aside, the song has also been recorded by Leslie Gore on her 2005 disc, Ever Since. You know Leslie Gore. It's My Party, I'll Cry If I Want To, and, You Don't Own Me. And, it's Judy's Turn to Cry, because Johnny's come back. But, yeah, and actually, she has a, I'm totally spacing on the word, which is just not cool for someone who takes pride in her vocabulary. She makes an appearance on the song Siren on, the Shimmer Planet release, which has been put out by, I believe it is, Shark Meat Records. Let me find it. Soren, where did it go? Yes, Shark Meat Records. Okay. It's a fun album. It's very diverse. None of the songs sound the same. They do some kind of electropop stuff. There's even a country inspired song, one that's definitely more Latin based and not in a folky kind of way. But if you're interested, you can hear more at their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/shimmerplanet. You can also check out their site that's not at MySpace, which would be www.shimmerplanet.com. And I'm always thrilled when talented people are nice too, and Soren's a real sweetheart, and Carolyn, you know, in the brief moment I spoke with her, you know, she's extremely pleasant as well, very down to earth, and I think that's great. So anyway, moving on to another band, of course, unless you really want to hear me prattle, but I don't want to hear myself prattle, so let's not go there. Where we are going, however, is back to Brooklyn with a band called Kinetic, which is not to be confused with another band called Kinetic, who apparently also is based in New York, but I have no idea what they sound like because the MySpace player has been wonky for the past few days, so I can't hear anything over there. So just so you know, if you want to check out this Kinetic after hearing the song, then just know that you have to go to myspace.com/kineticnyc. Okay? You have to add the NYC or you're going to get this other one that I can't vouch for because I have no idea what they sound like. Or you can check the band's website, which is thebandkinetic.com. And the song that I am going to play for you now, to me, it really harkens back to when I was probably a freshman in high school. I don't know, it kind of makes me think of a little bit of the British music that was kind of coming out in the early 90s, the mid-90s, and there's some other influence in there that I can't quite place, but I know I've heard it before, and maybe one day it'll come to me. But regardless, I like this song, or else I wouldn't be playing it. And let's get to it, shall we? So here we are with Kinetic and their song, A Scene Unseen.
We'll be right back.
Be sure to check out our calendar of live events, get show notes, and much more by visiting our site, newyork.insomniaradio.net.
Right there was Fuzzy Peach, an instrumental quasi-electronic tune written and performed by Monkey Bacon. What a great name. What a great song. It's so happy, 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 happy. I mean, it's fun. Oh, and every so often it's just nice to have something bouncy and upbeat, you know? Pardon me, I'm already yawning. Goodness. Yes. Monkey Bacon, Monkey Bacon, Monkey Bacon, who I came across at GarageBand.com. just one fellow. A bedroom affair, so it's described, with classical music machines stroked, plucked, and hammered on with 10 fingers. So, but who is this monkey bacon making fellow? Well, that would be, Paul Malmstrom. And if you go to his site, which I believe I've already said is monkeybacon.com, you can actually download a whole album's worth of tracks, including Fuzzy Peach. And if you like what you hear, you can leave him a donation via PayPal. I did, because I like what I heard. And if I didn't, I wouldn't have played it, now would I? No. Oh, my coherency is dwindling as the minutes pass, bringing us closer to daylight. Well, as in this time of recording, I mean, for all I know, it could be frickin' 7 in the evening when you hear this, or 2:30 in the afternoon, or, you know, 11 in the morning. So who knows? That's the beauty of podcasting and international nature of the internet. So, yeah. Monkey bacon. But yes, so in addition to monkeybacon.com, I would like to point out that if you were to go to MySpace and, you know, search for Monkey Bacon, you'd end up coming up with this guy in Indiana who is not this Monkey Bacon. So, you're just forewarned right there. And with that said, lest I, keep yelling and rambling, excuse me, Paul, I could go on at length about how much I dig your songs, because I do. I think it's probably best if I start winding down and bringing our premiere program to a close. First and foremost, however, I would like to thank you for enduring all my ums and all my uhs and all my yas and things like that. So, but thank you so much for joining me. And I hope you like what you heard. And at least some of what you heard. Ideally all of what you heard. But do please join me next week, where I bring you more kinds of all kinds of awesome coming out of the Empire State. And that all said, I am going to close with a song I'm particularly fond of, from a band I'm particularly fond of, and to me it's appropriate, because it is the song they close all their shows with, and that would be Synthetic Symphony by Hopewell, who happens to be one of my mom's favorite bands. Hey, Ma. They all say hi, by the way. And I'll get you a copy of the live recording that they did over at Piano's the other night, because I know you want to hear that, because they played God Is Near. And yeah. Okay, now that I'm done talking to my mom, she's awesome, by the way. Man, I could, like, be even, like, a minute fraction of how kick-ass she is when I'm her age. Man, I'll be, like, really frickin' amazing. And that's only if I'm, like, a minute fraction is awesome. So there you have it. So yes. Synthetic Symphony, what I believe to be a very voluminous, very lush, very expansive, and beautiful song with very evocative lyrics. So Hopewell's been around for a while, and they've been known to play out a lot in town, It's not uncommon to see them playing two shows a month. And they're actually going to be going on tour with the Black Angels and leave in about 10 days or so. First show will be in Minneapolis at 7th Street Entry. And from there, they'll hit Omaha, Denver, Salt Lake City, LA, San Francisco, Long Beach, LA again, Las Vegas, San Diego, and Phoenix before wrapping up in Denton, Texas on the 29th and in Austin on the 30th. For a complete list of dates and locations, please check hopewell.tv. It's a long story why it's TV. Maybe one day, you know, get into it, but not tonight. Anyway, and click on the link that says We Play Shows. And you can also find those dates posted at their MySpace page, which, of course, is myspace.com/hopewell. And even though it's still, you know, a couple weeks before they hit the road, I've never been one to be accused of passing up an opportunity to be verbose or anal. And it's the last bit they're doing because they've been working very hard on their new record. Hopefully we'll be hearing that record. I think it was September or October. It's tentatively slated to be released on TP Records. And so yeah, Hopewell, fronted by Jason Russo, who once upon a time was a member of Mercury Rev for a couple of years, one of the larger indie bands to come out of New York State. Anyway, so this song comes off of their album, The Birds of Appetite, which was produced by Dave Fridman, who is, you know, most known for, in addition at least, of being a member of Mercury Rev back in the day, of producing lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff for the Flaming Lips. And you can definitely hear the Fridman influence on this album, particularly this song. He has the way of making it sound very three-dimensional, which is really cool. And yeah. So that's it. I know there's more I wanted to say, but I'm totally fading, and I apologize so much. And again, thank you. And hopefully you'll check in next week and drop a note or whatever, always. The address is New York, or NY, at insomniaradio.net, and the site is newyork.insomniaradio.net. And if you want to subscribe to the feed, it's feeds.feedburner.com/IRNewYork. And of course, you can subscribe via the iTunes store. Just search under podcasts and look for any of the Insomnia Radio programs, because they're all pretty awesome. We have the UK show coming up, launching on the 1st. And we are going to have Baltimore, which also is going to cover the DC area. And that's supposed to be kicking off on the 15th. So that all said, I'm gonna leave you with Hopewell. Thanks.
The synthetic symphony swirls around your knees, through your bloodstream. The germs there winning the war. just don't care anymore. In a world that's toil and trouble, one by one it bursts all your bubbles. Don't care anymore. In a world that's toil and trouble, waiting. Told the truth.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Insomnia Radio UK. Coming sooner than you'd expect.